A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Are you serious?
So yeah, this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you in advance for killing some time with us. And on today's show, I'm joined by, well, when I say joined by, obviously in this current climate, you can't be physically joined by. But I'm joined by comedian, TV presenter, host extraordinaire, Tez Elias. Did I miss anything there, bruv? Do you want me to, I don't know what I'll need to give you in terms of gas out here, because you do a lot.
That was good, man. That was nice. Uncle?
Yeah,
I'm an uncle, so that's something. I don't know if that's a professional job. I'm not getting paid for it currently, but I feel like I should.
Yeah,
in these times, especially, bro. You know, like I've had this house full, so you're meant to be self isolating and that. But before this corona outbreak started, my sister had been renovating a house, so her and her five kids had been staying with my mum, and obviously I've come to stay with my mum as well because of the outbreak. So this house was full. Mm. And it's been mad. So they went back yesterday, and this is the first day I've had any of that sort of peace and quiet that people have been talking about because of the outbreak. So I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow, man. But yeah, I've not had any of that so far.
It's weird. It's weird how this whole situation kind of helps you learn about yourself. Because I'll be honest with you, Tez, I'm all right. I really haven't got a problem with not talking to people. I mean, I've been using all the apps and stuff to have a little chat with people, but I'm perfectly content with sitting down and just listening to nothingness.
I'm okay as well with not talking to people. What I miss is going on stage and calling someone a dickhead. Like that is the level of human interaction that I miss. That I can ask someone, "Oh, what's your job?" "Oh, that's a dick's job." Like that's what I miss doing.
I love the way that you just summarise that's what comedians do. Yeah, so basically, what we do is we go on stage and tell people they got shit jobs. Remember all those Ocado drivers that we used to take the piss out of? Well, you know now, they're still employed. But all joking aside, I've noticed comedians are getting very active when it comes to like streaming and being online.
Mate.
Are there a lot of comedians bricking it out there?
Like everyone, bruv. Everyone. So there's two things. One, the thing about being on stage in front of a live audience and getting those laughs, it's a drug, innit? Like it feeds something in you that is clearly empty. So we don't get that anymore. So that's completely empty now. That's gone. Yeah. And a lot of comedians are trying to do like these online streaming gigs, but you don't get that feedback. The whole point of a live gig is you get the audience feedback, which kind of feeds your performance. Obviously, not all of that is missing. So it's kind of like it's glorified vlogging is what you're doing, or live vlog. It's a live vlog. But yeah, a lot of comedians are kind of thinking about how can I reinvent myself over the next few months? But do I start a podcast? And I'm sure you don't need any more podcasts out there. do I stream stuff? Do I start vlogging? Do I get my IG live and do Q&As and stuff? So, and then a lot of comics who are kind of resistant to that sort of world initially, I think are going to be left behind a little bit in the next 6 months and that, because there's a lot of like old school comics are like, you know what? I'm a comedian. I go on stage and that's what a comedian does.
Yeah.
But those people who didn't embrace that stuff, bro, I don't know. Like I didn't fully embrace the 100, you know, not like Mo Gilligan and Kay Kurd. So I'm kind of catching, I was like, you know, I'm not a Luddite either. But I'm catching up a little bit. And so I put a couple of sketches out there, which I've never done in my life. And okay. They were all right, man. One or two of them are banged. And I've gone, right, I should have just been doing this the whole time.
Yeah, man. And the thing is, if you could do it from your house now, you could have done it from your house from then. But have some comedians, right, been chatting shit about IG and online and stuff, and now have they kind of humbled themselves?
Oh, 100%, bro. 100%. Yeah, I was saying, like, all those people that were like, this isn't what a comedian does. You know, I'm not going to whore myself out to my fans. Truth be told, those people didn't have fans. But, you know, and now you're like, hey guys, what would you like to see from me on Instagram Live? And you're like, I get it. Like, everyone's, you know, we're all playing catch up a little bit, but the people that were already set up for this, people like Mo, who's got his quarantine games going on and stuff, like, he was...
Sick idea.
Exactly. So, but he was already in this world. He was already immersed in this world, didn't it? So for him to set up something like that was quite easy, obviously with his fan base as well. But if you're coming out of this, you could be the best stand-up comedian in the world, yeah? But with even a decent fan base. But if you've not managed to set yourself up in this sort of world, then... Yeah, you're playing catch up.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, man. 100%. I think people like Mo, he's kind of grown a lot of his fan base online, so he's used to communicating with them like that. And do you know what I kind of love about things like quarantine games and stuff like that? It is the lo-fi quality of it. I love the fact that it's lo-fi. No one gives a fuck.
I know, but this is what makes me think, like, does this mean TV will change once we go back to normal? Because TV will be like, why are we spending £500,000 on the studio rents? Yeah. When people will tune into this.
Do you know what? It's true, you know? And do you know what Mo's done? I feel like he's watched some of the... I feel like he's come home from a gig and he's watched some of those late night gambling shows. You know, when you come home from a gig at 3 a.m. and you've got like this guy spinning a wheel. I feel like he's gone, look, do you know what? I could fucking do that for cheap myself. Let me just put that up in the back. And you know what? You're right. TV studios are going to be like reevaluating how they spend money because he's doing TV numbers, right? One phone, one guy, a PlayStation 4 and some other shitty gifts that he gives away, which is funny. I love some of the gifts that he's given away. But yeah, no, it's really important. And what do you think is going to happen to comedy, though, once this is, if this is over? Like, what's going to happen, man?
I think a lot of people will have to reevaluate their sets, first of all, because there will be like a post-corona, post-mortem. Like, you know, like for the, like if this goes on, like if this stops now, yeah, it'll be like a couple of weeks of banter in it. But
yeah.
But if this goes on, bruv, what they're saying, October or whatever, yeah, or even beyond, like the first 6 months after, once we go back to whatever normal looks like afterwards, the first 6 months, this is all anyone's going to want to talk about. Like, what were you doing during Corona? And that will get old very quickly, but like there'll be some comics that are like, all right, we're not talking about that anymore. But
yeah,
like 2 years later, you're like, bruv, you can drop that Corona stuff now, innit? It's 2024. but there will be a post-mortem where people are going to have to like, talk about what they did while they were in this life, and that there'll be people who had very busy households. There'll be people who didn't talk to anyone for 6 months, like you, Marcus. Apart from this, like, but so I don't know, man. It's gonna be, but there'll be some comedy clubs that might not survive. There'll be businesses, bruv, in this country that are not gonna survive this, innit? So for comedians, we're gonna be like, well, I hope comedy clubs survive because that's we need them to, innit? But if they don't, then that's going to reduce the number of comedy clubs. It's going to reduce the number of places we can gig, but the number of comedians is not going to shrink. So there's going to be a competition in terms of like, oh, I'm going to get another club, and it's like, yeah, we haven't got spaces for 18 months, and you're like, oh, rah, I used to get here every 6 months. So
shit.
or maybe there'll be new businesses will come to life, new comedy clubs will come to life. There might be like the people have got for the first time in their lives, like, umpteen amount of time to think about those business ideas, those kind of like, you know, those pie in the sky ideas that they might have not given proper thought to. And that's, so there might be a lot of like innovation that comes out of this, hopefully, but I think there'll be some existing traditional businesses that are not going to survive this because they're just shut down, isn't it?
Yeah. No, listen, there's certain at the studios that we have that I'm clearly not in at the moment, but there are a few other businesses around us. A lot of the people that do like food that, not just like regular food, like, you know, I think like people that sell meat and people that sell like groceries, they're killing it. There's like, I don't want to mention them too specifically, but like quite specific types of food that you'd only really get if you went to like a shopping center, you know, like for example,
waffles and stuff like that.
Businesses rely purely on footfall. So they're not doing well at all. But you're a full-time comedian. What are you doing? How are you spending your days, bro?
Bro, I'm fully unemployed. Like, bro, I am, bro, you know when you're in this, I tell you how bad it is, bro. When you're in this podcast, I was like, yeah, but is it paid though? Like, it's not paid. No. Well, you know what? But also, what else am I doing? So obviously, I'm doing the podcast. But is it paid? No. So,
yeah.
Bro, I've got no stream of revenue. No, I've got one stream of revenue, which is I joined this thing called this app called Cameo, which has famous people on it who give shout outs, who give paid shout outs, bro. So this is what I've reduced myself to. So I am giving paid shout outs to people at like £10 a time for like their birth, like Mother's Day was busy, let me tell you that.
Really? Oh, yeah. Tez is big with the mamas, yeah?
Bruv, a lot of people are like, could you shout my mum out, please? She's a big fan. And I'm like, Of course I can.
I'll take the mic. I'll be like, what's your mum's name? Yeah, shout out to you, Susan. Long time, baby.
a lot of it are like... Like Asian people having shout outs for their auntie mums, innit? So I don't want to be like, sexy shagufter and that. What you saying in that? Because I know, like, I'm going to see your son in the street and he's going to punch me in the face. So it's so hard to keep it 100 with them ones.
Have you had any nutty ones yet, though?
No, so far, luckily not. I get
what's
nutty.
This website? Let me have a look.
It's called Cameo. Like I'm making a Cameo appearance. So, but bruv, I only charge £10 a go on there, innit? Bruv, there's some celebs on there, yeah? Some like big US comics that are charging £100 a shout out.
£100?
I'm not at that level in it. None of my people are paying £100 a shout out in it. Yeah, this is it.
Here we go, Cameo. Right.
I don't know if anyone you've heard of is on there, but oh damn. There we go.
Yeah, we got you here for $12. You know what, bruv? I'm gonna say anything that we want if we ask for a shout out?
I mean, to a limit, I'm not going to do death threats, but, if you ask for a shout out, bruv, if you're booking a shout out, yeah, this is how I'm getting, this is my job now. Remember that, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I hope you take it seriously. Oh, I'm wearing the same top as I am there. That's embarrassing.
That's all right. Consistency.
Bruv, let's be honest. Everyone's only worn three pieces of clothing throughout this entire time, bruv.
I missed the black long sleeve.
My exercise top, the top I exercise in, the top I sleep in. And the top that I walk around in, and I won't tell you which one this is, but
all three, all three and everyone. I've got a selection of black long sleeve tops and I'm just wearing them, putting them in the wash. I've got no need for, like, what else do I need, bruv, out here? I look cool, right? I can wear this out to when you're raving, you know, when you do the staying in raving, which is like the new thing.
I can wear
this business meetings, black long sleeve, casual, workout in it.
It looks good against the green background, bro. Solid, man. Yeah, nice.
Do you know what I mean? But it's really interesting, man, because I appreciate your honesty, because a lot of comedians are out there go, no, everything's cool. But you're like, no, I am fully unemployed,
bro. I've got some nice work coming in this week, which is a bit like this, but it's for Audible. And I think they're trying to get like actors and stuff to come on and talk about how they're spending their time and stuff. So I got a conversation with another actory person, and that's been a bit of nice chunk of change that's come in. But that is people innovating during this time and going, oh, how can we create something? And then obviously, because it's Audible, it pays you. So it was, so that apart from that, there's been nothing. What about you?
All right, fair enough.
How are you making money?
Me? I'm doing all right. Like, I present and I do some presenting for some online platforms. So to be fair, online's kind of up a bit. So whereas I might not be doing as much like live stuff. So all the live TV stuff, all the live video shoots and stuff, whether it's online content or not, all the stuff where you're out there and about, zero.
Gone.
That is off. That is finished now, for a long time. Luckily, I did a few projects just before this all happened, so I've just been making sure that I get paid for those. Make sure those checks come in. I'm in an earning from the big companies there. And then, just online bits. So, like, I do this stuff with Trek Culture, because I watch a lot of Star Trek stuff. And Trek Culture is this new YouTube channel where you basically do loads of, like, countdowns and loads of, like, top tens here and there. Because more people are consuming content, the numbers are doing really well. So I'm just churning those out. So I use the green screen for this as well, so I can key myself out at a moment's notice and they put like stars behind me and stuff. But I feel okay. I feel all right. As somebody who's got a couple of other interests in business outside of entertainment, I always made sure that I kept things quite lean anyway. So I wasn't hit too hard. I know a couple of people that have got businesses that were trying to grow and stuff like that. And they've got employees that they've got to, you know, keep paying. I think That's where the stress is if you're kind of small to medium sized business. But I tell you who is winning though, Tez. Streaming is winning right now, bro.
Bro, I hear you. And I haven't really got on that yet. And I'm going to look into it maybe this week or next week. But I haven't really got onto that yet. But yeah, that's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, man, 100%, 100% killing it. And I don't just mean streaming myself, but I mean like consuming stuff on streaming platforms like Netflix, Disney Plus. I mean, we'll get into that in a sec, but like, how are you actually killing your time? Because you've got a lot of time to kill.
I mean, obviously I've got Disney Plus in it. I did that literally, bro. Like I got on it, I was on the 1 a.m. I was like, where's my app? Where's my app? Where's my app? Where's my app on TV? And then it came through at 1:30 and I was like, Mandalorian. And then I was like, two episodes, why are you mugging me off? Like, but
yeah, yeah. They got us. Yeah, man. What do you think of The Mandalorian? Because I think it's
I've seen three episodes. It's fire so far, bro. I'm interested to see, obviously no spoilers, but I'm interested to see where this whole baby thing goes and what that character is and all that sort of stuff. So nah, I'm intrigued, man.
The 50-year-old baby.
Yeah, exactly. Basically. Yeah, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by all that.
Yeah, man. I think it's pretty good.
No, I like it because I don't know about you yet, but when I know I'm going to watch something, I don't read anything about it. Like I won't watch any trailers, any click. Well, the only thing that got ruined for me with that was all the memes that were flying around Twitter. So I kind of knew, I was like, oh, okay, that's a thing because it became a thing on Twitter. But other than that, I know what a Mandalorian is, but apart from that, I knew nothing about the show. So it's been a nice surprise.
It's a good surprise. Like, I'm very happy that Disney, and I know Disney are super aware that they want to be like really wholesome and family friendly. Dave, and this isn't going to spoil it at all for you, but they've managed to kind of let it be. I think it could be a bit more gory and rough, but I think they've kind of let them get away with a few more things than you'd see on a Disney platform. Because let's not forget, Disney's really like, I've had a few meetings and worked with Disney earlier this year, and they're like so against you kind of calling like the Marvel superheroes and villains anything other than just heroes. Like, so yeah, even anti-heroes, you kind of be like, oh yeah, they're an anti-hero. You can't call someone like evil or sick. Like, so the fact with the Mandalorian that you still kind of can see people getting shot up or sliced up and stuff like that, I was kind of happy with, because that's part of the Star Wars kind of lore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But even if you look at like the Marvel stuff, like Infinity War, I watched it again over the weekend because what else would I be doing? Mm. And bruv, it is bare gory, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the beginning of it, when he just joined Thor on his ship and everything's just been messed up on that, you're like, rah, and then they kill Loki and they kill Heimdall and Hulk gets it, like... Right, yeah. So at least when it's appropriate, when it's the time, they're like, you know what, go ham.
Yeah, man. And there's loads on Disney Plus as well. Like, I can't lie, I'm a big advocate of Disney Plus, and I think there's loads of content. I've been kind of digging into a few little bits here and there. They've got some good doc stuff as well. But I mean, between Disney Plus, Netflix, and Amazon Prime, I've got everything I need for the next few weeks
Are you paying for all of it?
After we give them a bit of love, Disney did look after us. I'll be honest, I'm not paying for the first year of Disney.
What I meant was like, I bet there'll be some households where you're like, yeah, but I pay for Netflix in it, so you pay for Disney Plus. So my sister pays for Amazon Prime, and we've all got it. I pay for Netflix, and obviously then we've all got it. But then I had to pay for Disney Plus as well, and I've got another sister sitting at home going with all three of them going, this is nice. I'm like, why haven't you paid for any of them? But like, if he refuses to pay for them, then it means we don't have it. And I'm like, well, I also can't have that. So I'm about to step up.
Exactly. And also, the only other annoying thing about sharing Netflix and Disney Plus passwords and stuff like that is that once in a while, everyone will try and watch it at the same time. And yeah, you can have a lot of profiles. On Disney Plus, you can have like 7, but only 3 people can watch at the same time. So I don't want to be the fourth guy trying to watch TV. And you're trying to watch on too many devices.
Not when you've paid for it.
Nah, man. Yeah. Come on. Like, that's a liberty.
I am priority number one. Not on Amazon Prime, but on Netflix and Disney Plus. I'm like, because I'll happily never watch Amazon Prime, even though there's some really good shows on there. I rarely watch it. Because I think the app is... On TV anyway, it's not user friendly, man, compared to Netflix.
It's not as good as Netflix, is it?
No. But and there's some good shows on there that I think if they had a better app, I probably would be on a lot more. Like, have you seen The Boys on Amazon Prime?
Yeah, I watched The Boys.
Sick show, bruv. That show is mental.
Awesome. Awesome comic book kind of crossover into TV. Mm. I mean, that's dope. I mean, one thing I did like about and what I do like about Amazon Prime is if you do watch it on TV and you pause it, you can get information about shows. Like, I am the kind of guy that will be like, oh, fuck, where have I seen Carl Urban before? Like, or like, what's he been in? And you'll pause it and he'll be like, Carl Urban, also seen in Judge Dredd. And you pick up those little nerdy facts and carry on. But yeah, man, it needs to be a bit smoother. I think Disney Plus can do some work as well, man. I think Netflix is the ultimate viewing experience, man, because it's just slick.
I found on Disney Plus, I don't know why we're getting so deep into this chat, but I found on Disney Plus, some of it, it's like, it freezes on me. Like, when I'm trying to scroll through, like,
Really?
Like episodes and stuff. Like, it just freezes. And I'm like 10 seconds, like, I press it, and then 10 seconds later, it jumps to the next thing. And I press it again, 10 seconds, and I have to wait, the 10-second lag between me pressing the thing, the remote, and it showing up on the screen. So I don't know what's going on there. So,
could be just loads of people trying to use it. It's a brand new platform, so you know how it is out there, man. So we'll see. Hopefully, in periods of time.
All right, company man.
That's it. $149.99 year subscription. I'm down. They've got me, bruv.
Listen to this guy.
Yeah, I stand up. You see a Mickey Mouse logo on my t-shirt.
Oh man.
All right, so Disney won't like what I'm about to say. But so not only are those streaming platforms looking after us, other streaming platforms are looking after us as well. Pornhub is handing out free Pornhub premium memberships for everyone. This was announced on the 26th of March. If you're looking for another reason to stay indoors and out of sight, the good old people at Pornhub have just given you a handful.
Oh, wow. That's
there you go.
In these lean comedy times, you got to take what you can get. And that was nice.
And I'm not even a comedian. So, bro, you know what? Thank you for giving me a bit of support there. You could have just let me sit in it silently. But yeah, that's right, man. Like, apparently, the traffic is up on porn sites. A lot of people are knocking it out. Like, why not? They've got a lot of time. So they're giving you 30 straight days, Pornhub.
Nice. Well, yeah. The thing is, like, it's that, or in 9 months' time, people who are coupled up are going to come out with a baby in it. So where do you put your energy?
Exactly. I mean, and I think I don't want to have these COVID kids trying to talk to me in a few years' time. Do you know what I mean? I'm not about that COVID kid lifestyle.
What's your name? Corona. Yeah.
Can you imagine there's a kid called Corona out
there? Bro, there's going to be a kid called Corona in it. So I got an email. So I have a Gmail account that I rarely use. Yeah. And I got an email from Pornhub saying, click on this link to verify your email. And I was like, I don't remember signing up for this. And I'm saying that legit. I don't remember signing up for initially, you get those emails in it that you think are spam.
Yeah.
So I clicked on their email and it was legit at pornhub.com in it. And I was like, rah, this is from them. But I was like, and I'd heard they were doing it. And I was like, but I don't remember signing. So either a good Samaritan has signed up for this, or they have massively just broken the GDPR rules. I don't know what's going on yet. But either way, I just want to say I deleted the email because I'm trying to live that porn-free life over the last couple of years because it is a problem. So I appreciate what they're doing, but right now I'm good. Maybe I'll come back in a month's time with the trials and then I'm gone, what have I done? But for now I'm okay.
All right, but I'm just saying it's out there. Those 30 days are out there if somebody wants a nice month to help flatten the curve. They want people to stay inside and wash their hands, preferably afterwards.
What does that even look like? That red bit?
Yeah, it looks very phallic, doesn't it?
It's very phallic, bruv. And they're going flatten the phallic by going on Pornhub. And that is some good innuendo there.
I like it, man. I mean, I think Pornhub have always been ahead of the curve when it comes to kind of supporting people out there. And the fact that they're giving out some free premium porn, I think it's a good thing, man. Stay at home hub is the vibe right now that we're on. I like it. But but do you, apparently condom sales are gone up as well. There's a shortage of condoms on the horizon. Have you heard about this as well?
I haven't. I mean, I don't have that problem in it. I'm at home with my mum. So man has sworn that celibate life in it. I'm not saying it's been forced upon me, but I'm feeling very zen right now. You know what those people? I was thinking about
you're
this.
You're too old to be getting caught knocking one out by your mum, innit? That's embarrassing, innit?
Bruv, and I can't be having it like what watching porn with these on, bruv. What am I? So that the sound doesn't bleed out.
Silent strokes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how loud I'm being.
Make for some awkward breakfast. Come downstairs the next day. Your mum's looking at you like fucking dickhead.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, sorry, you were saying, mate.
I had that thought, like, you know, those smug people that every, like, there's always like one or two of your friends that in January, like, for the New Year's resolution, they'd be like, you know what? I've had a mad year, and I'm feeling a bit heartbroken. I think I'm going to be celibate this year. And you're like, you're not going to manage that, innit? Bro, those people are bare smug right now. Going, was I not going to manage it? Was I not going to manage it? I think I'm going to manage it fine. Crazy. It's crazy.
I've not even spoken to another woman for the last 60 days, bro. What are you talking about? I've done it. And there are some people, wow. Do you know what? Forget the baby boom that's going to happen, that people are saying is happening now. When people finally get out and they get on these streets and they go to clubs and bars and drink,
Bro, it's going to be a combat, isn't it, bro? It is going to be insane.
It's going to be absolutely... I mean, lube's going to be... Forget toilet roll. Lube's going to be sold out now. Condoms are going to be sold out.
Yeah, are you seeing someone?
Yes, yes. I'm taken, bro. I'm not going to be part of this.
No, but I'm saying, like, let's not pretend like man's not already arranging the post-corona party, innit?
Smash!
And then just going... Yeah, so I've got the Monday here, Tuesday in Nottingham, Wednesday in Glasgow.
The post-corona smash is going to be insane, bro. There's going to be a lot of smashing going on.
There's going to be a lot of gum clinic visits in a month after post-corona.
There's going to be like, flatten the curve, please use a condom. There's going to be the Prime Minister's going to give us an address and be like, look, guys, we just want to say well done for staying at home, but now you need to wear a condom because the gum clinics are becoming just inundated with clap. It's going to be a new kind of clap. It's going to be clap 2020, bruv.
Clap 19 is going to go round. Clap 19.
Oh, man. But yeah, there you go. Get your little portion of premium porn from Pornhub if you feel like it. Should we go serious for a little sec, Tez?
Go on. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Ocado, the fancy food chain, who, after doing some research, this is a bit of a weird, nerdy fact, so sorry for you, listener, if you find this a bit weird, but like, I've just found...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Now that they have ended their relationship with Waitrose. So Ocado and Waitrose were the same company in effect, right?
Mm.
And they're splitting up at the end of this year, which is kind of a good move for Ocado because they're fucking busy. So the food delivery company Ocado has said that they've decided to order 100,000 COVID-19 kits for staff who, because they want to keep grocery supplies flowing and they want to protect both the staff and the public.
That's nice.
So I did some maths. Yeah, that's 100,000, right? And I think it's 1.5 million it costs. So I think that's 15 quid. Per test. That's not that bad.
But maybe they got a bulk discount though.
Yeah, they would do, wouldn't it?
Like maybe it's £100 a test and they were like, what if you order a million? And they're like, fine, have it at cost price.
Yeah.
We're not getting £15 for one.
But you know what? I'm thinking, have Ocado got any jobs? I kind of want to go.
I've 100% thought about this, innit? Because I'm like, Aldi are busy, innit? So I'm like, I'll drive people's groceries around, bro. I'll do that.
Yeah. Do you think there could be a private like company you can make? I'll deliver your groceries.com.
Yeah, just eat for groceries.
Just deliver. Bro. Onto something.
I mean, if Uber Eats and Just Eat were smart, they'd be putting that in now.
Apparently, Lyft in the States is helping to work with a few companies and deliver medical supplies and stuff. How crazy is that, man? Fucking gig economy is killing it. But have you seriously thought about the Uber driving jobs, the delivery driving?
Not seriously, but it has definitely crossed my mind. Because I'm like, I'm okay now, innit? But if this gets into like August, September, I might just do it for that. Someone just go and have some work bands, innit, with people and that. And I miss driving my car because I, I live in Blackburn, so and I've got a lot of my work in London and Birmingham and all over the country. So I drive my car a lot, bro. I do like 25,000 miles a year, and I miss that because that's the only time that I ever listen to podcasts was when I was driving. I don't listen to them otherwise because I get too distracted by my phone or whatever. But obviously, while I'm driving, I'm doing nothing except watching the road or listening to the radio. So that's when I listen to all my podcasts. So I'm well behind on all my podcasts, and I miss it, man. So that's one of the things. But what they're saying, I mean, you probably read this as well, that apparently it's having massive positive benefits for the environment. Like there's birds singing where there weren't birds singing. There's fishes when there weren't fishes. There's now dinosaurs back in the Thames. Like it's going crazy.
Loch Ness is busy. There's two free Nessies. You get me? Man, it was in Venice. They're saying you can see fish in the water for the first time in years.
I was looking at thinking maybe we should have a voluntary lockdown, not voluntary, an enforced lockdown every 10, 15 years. They're like, all right, no one's moving for 6 months while we recalibrate the earth. That might be all we need. Like if we could just carry on living the way we're living and they're like, you know what, every 10 years, you're going to have to go on a lockdown for 6 months around the world, everyone except the gig economy. Because if you were prepared for this, you could have been like, all right, let me do my savings. Let me sort of work out a plan on that. If you got 2 years to plan for a 6 month lockdown, then it could be fun, innit? Whereas we had literally 2 weeks notice.
So you're thinking like a kind of hibernation period. Every few years where we call it. You can't call it lockdown. You got to call it something cool. Do you know what I mean? Like the big sleep.
The purge. Bro, I was thinking, them celebrity videos, all them corny celeb vids when they're singing on their balcony and that, they've got to be careful, innit? Because if this turns into a purge, bro, they're gone. They are, it doesn't matter how popular you are, if you're singing on your balcony, you are going to get born arrowed by someone, innit? You are done.
100%. They're just going to off, there's going to be an offing. There's going to be somebody who's just walking through the streets. Like you said, the crossbow just going, you get an arrow. You get an arrow. But what, speaking of the streets, what's it like in Blackburn? Are you doing your daily exercise?
So I've self-isolated because I flew back from Australia last Wednesday. I don't know when this goes out, but I flew to Australia 10 days before this was recorded. Yeah. 11 days now, I think. So I've been self-isolating for those 11 days. I think I've left the house to go to the post office once and I kept my distance. So I've not left the house at all 99.9% of the time. So I've been doing exercise at home. I've been doing that T25.
Yes, T25.
So T25 is a bit like Insanity and P90X, but it's like a 25 minute version of it. But it's good, it's nails. I'm not a very fit I'm not an athlete, innit? So it's been good for me because if an athlete did it, I'm sure they'd breeze through it. But for someone like me, who's kind of I'm slim fat.
Fat slim. Oh,
yeah, fat slim in it.
Yeah. So, skinny fat.
Fat in it. So like looking at me from a distance, you'd be like, oh, skinny guy. But the closer I get, you're like, he's hiding a lot of stuff very well. So for me, it's been really good. And I've been doing press ups. I've been alternating between T25 one day and press ups the next day. So hopefully I'll come out of this quite semi-ripped because I'm not gonna eat an athlete in it, but I've not been going out and doing my 30 minute walk yet. I think I'm gonna start doing that from Wednesday when my 14 days are up.
Yeah, that's a good shout, man. I think the walking does help you feel a little bit more normal, man, because staying in and not getting that fresh air, I think that's the difference between me and you. I'm saying I'm cool, but I'm getting up, I get up early, so I do the 5 a.m. walks. So I just get out, do my little walk around, and there's hardly anyone around, and it's just a much better experience. But Blackburn's slightly quieter than your other larger cities and towns in the UK, though.
Blackburn is probably the size of a borough in London, right? Probably not even a big one as well. So I don't know what it's... I mean, I'm sure town centre's been closed, isn't it? Because it's had to be now. But I don't really know what it's like out and about because I haven't been. So I don't know whether kids are out playing in the park or not because I haven't seen it. I know my nieces and nephews aren't, but I don't know if every other parent is enforcing that, because Asian parents, they have a lot of kids in it, so eventually they might be like, you know what, just get out of my face, just go and play in the park, not thinking that they shouldn't. And if 20 parents do that, then
it's bad news. I have seen a couple groups of kids just bopping around, or I've seen people playing footy in the park, but I don't know, I don't get it, mate. Even the conspiracy theorists, I'm like, look, I understand that you have a conspiracy theory, but why don't we just play it safe, right? and stay in and just see what happens. Like, what's the worst that can happen if you stay in? Do you know what I mean?
But, like, you're watching people are like, oh, I wish I had more time for all those TV shows I want to watch. And the government's like, he has more time to watch all the TV shows. And they're like, I don't want to watch more TV. Like, bro, that's what you've been asking for the last 2 years.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start jogging. Everyone's, oh, mate, there's some fucking, okay, listen, I can say this because I am one of the people that I'm about to rinse, yeah? Heavy set people jogging, yeah? You probably feel like you look good. Your form is good for the first kilometer, yeah? But let me just tell you, when you're like on kilometer 3 or 4, yeah, I felt it and I can see it with you new joggers. You look like you're literally running in slow motion, just dragging your feet across the floor. It's embarrassing. I'm walking faster than some joggers out there, mate. You know what I mean? And I'm that guy.
Who are these people who've never jogged in their life and now they want to start jogging? It's like, bro, stay in your garden, innit?
Stay in, man. Don't do anything. But I tell you what, one geezer who doesn't give a fuck right now, who is a conspiracy theorist himself pretty much, is the president of Belarus. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard about this, Tez, but he has definitely said that he's not up for putting those measures in place. So, like, there's hardly any measures out in Belarus at the moment to kind of stop coronavirus spreading. Instead, people are being urged to drink vodka and go to saunas. Yeah, that's right. The president has shrugged off the concerns about COVID-19. And on Sunday, they had football matches continuing as normal. There were a few fans there that had masks on, but everyone else was just kind of next to each other, enjoying being in a group, breathing all over each other. And when asked about what he thought about the whole situation, he literally said, I'm not joking, drink vodka and go and have a sauna. That's what they're saying in Belarus right now.
That's a leader, bro. At least he's giving clear advice.
Clear advice, yeah? Take that, Boris. Take some clear advice.
You know what it means. You know where you stand. You're like, okay, I know what I need to do now. And to go to a sauna and crab open some Grey Goose, innit? Good.
Let's do this, man. Let's do this. But I'm interested to see how it works. What if we lived in a world where eventually, in 2 weeks' time, everyone in Belarus is like immune with no symptoms?
That'd be so funny, bro. But you know what? You know why Belarus are fine? Because no one fucking goes there, bro. Obviously, they're fine, innit? Like, they started in China, innit? So wherever Chinese people left China to go to, that's where it spread, innit? And then those people have gone somewhere else and it spread there. Like, if a Chinese person flew through Abu Dhabi and they gave it to 2 people, and then those people flew somewhere else, and one person flew to Germany, one to Italy, one to Britain, obviously spread. No, bruv, no one from China's gone to Belarus, innit?
Nobody cares, yeah.
No one's gone to Belarus.
And Chinese people are prolific tourists. Let's be honest. I mean, they know how to do their tourism stuff. There's not many parts of the world that they don't frequent. So the fact that you're not in Belarus says a lot about the country.
Says a lot about them. You crack on, lads. You'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. So that's absolutely mad, man. But I mean, like, do you know anyone personally that's...
Are you a football fan?
I am a football fan. Arsenal supporter.
But you know what? I was like, why haven't they started televising this Belarus league yet? Bruv,
I don't want to encourage it, do they?
We'd watch it, though, innit, bruv? If that was
I'd watch anything, bruv. I'd watch ant football. Bruv, if they had ants and they put a little football on in the middle of like a cardboard box or something like that, I'd watch ants play football,
like,
bruv.
Why isn't this being streamed, bruv? Why is it not on Channel 5 at least? Like, it should be somewhere, innit? it'd do World Cup numbers, bruv. It'd be like 10 million people watching, I don't even know, City in Belarus to mention, but whatever, innit? Like, bruv.
Sponsorship would be through the roof, bruv. You'd have teams there that used to be sponsored by, I don't know, a local frigging aggregates company. Now, yeah, they're sponsored by Nike, Adidas.
It'd be mad.
Sick. Absolutely crazy. I mean, are you getting any sport?
Belarus are basically white Wakanda, innit? Like, nothing affects them.
Just vodka and sauna. That's their secret.
We don't do what you do, innit? We do our own thing and be fine.
Yeah. Have you managed to find any sports to watch at all?
Nothing, bruv.
I've not found anything.
I'm not even watching old stuff. Like, I'm just... Like, I know wrestling still happens. I'll probably get into WWE at some point because they're still doing it behind closed doors, innit? But they're going to have to shut at some point because someone will get it. Someone from that company is going to get it at some point who's going to have come into contact with everyone, and then the whole thing's going to get shut down. Like, I don't know.
And let's be honest, what wrestlers wear a lot of the time is probably the complete opposite of what you should be wearing.
Bruv,
when you want to stop the spread of disease. These guys are wearing underpants only, and they're wearing like leather wristbands with like little tassels on them.
They're gonna come in with that, yeah, the little panties, yeah, and the wristband, wearing a face mask in it. I'm taking precautions.
Yeah, all of the old school wrestlers like Mick Foley and Kane, Mankind, those kind of people, cool because masks on anyway. Yeah, they're blessed, bruv. Rey Mysterio Jr. He's called Corona proof, bruv. He's Corona proof. So yeah, that's interesting. They're doing it behind closed doors. Mm. Like the feedback from the audience ain't there. It's a weird watch, you know, bruv. I've tried it, but it's weird, you know.
Is it like watching like someone play SmackDown on Pez?
Yeah. It's like watching wrestling with no fans. That's the only way I could describe it, bruv. It's so off key. But yeah, they're gonna have to close doors soon. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of money in wrestling. Maybe they're getting a little pickup in numbers. Who knows, man? Who knows, bruv? Are you playing any apps or anything at the moment? Like what are you doing with regards to your phone?
You know what I can recommend? The Calm app.
Calm, okay.
Yeah, so I've never been one who kind of meditates and stuff in it. Obviously, you hear a lot of the benefits of meditation and it kind of just filters through your mind and you carry on going through your day. But when this happened and I was like, you know what? I need to keep my sanity in it. So I downloaded the Calm app, CAALM, like Calm, and there's a free version and then there's a subscription version, and I just started doing like an intro to meditation and it was 10 minutes a day. I'm not fully zen and I don't really know how to meditate without like my mind wander onto things that I need to do during the day or whatever, but it's like, yeah, I can recommend people trying to get into meditation as a way of a passing 10 minutes of time. but also like I can feel slightly the benefits of it, like just teaching you a bit of patience, anxiety management, that sort of stuff. But yeah, so I can recommend the Calm. I think Headspace is another one that's also available.
Yeah,
that's
it's a dope one. Headspace,
similar thing. So yeah, I can recommend maybe going on like just going on Google and saying that the best like meditation apps out there, and they probably recommend you one that like they probably do slightly different things, so you can find one for you that might work on that.
Defo, man, defo. I'm with you on that, man. Or if you've got an Apple Watch or a similar kind of smart device, see if it's got any apps on there for breathing. Because some of the ones, like this has got haptic stuff, so it's got this little breathing exercise 3 times a day. It tells me to just breathe in and breathe out, and I spend a few minutes doing that. I know it's not meditation
but that helps.
But it's something, do you know what I mean? 100%, man. And with all this time to think, like my mind has been doing kind of the opposite of me thinking, oh, I'll be so productive because I have all these ideas. Because I've got so much going on in my head. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like there's a big bowl of spaghetti in there that someone's staring around, and I need to take time to kind of relax and kind of get those ideas out. It's a very interesting time. Like, I feel like a lot of people are reinventing themselves right now. But I think people like you that have got the skill set, like you're a funny guy. Do you know what I mean? You can write for TV, you can write for live. Look, Tez O'Clock Show, you did it. You can do it. So I feel like you, from talking to you now, I feel like there's a sense where you kind of know that it's going to be a bit of a hard time. But when things ease up, you're just going to crack on with it and get busy again. Do you know what I mean?
That's the idea, man. I'm not putting too much pressure on myself to be like, you've got to create something that's going to be amazing when this is over and what people want. I'm like, if it happens, it happens, innit? But I would also say to people, don't put that pressure on yourself. Like, bro, we all think to ourselves that we're too busy and we're overrun with work and whatnot. So like, bro, you've been given free time to just do some R&R. Like, even if that's all you come out with is, you know what, I got some rest. That's a win.
Yeah, man. 100%. Like, take that. And, you know, I need to do that. I need to do a bit of resting as well, man. I feel like I've been kind of like antsy wanting to do stuff. But yeah, no, I totally get it, man.
It'll calm down though.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I've definitely calmed down now, man. There's a few other apps, you know, right? You know, so there's a lot of screen sharing apps going on. I'm sure you've heard about House Party, right?
Bro, I've heard about House Party and I downloaded it the other day and I don't know how to use it in it. And I got on there and I was going through, okay, how do I get, bro, I swipe left. I was in a house party with my ex and I was like, whoa! And I was like, you're not baby gay friend. He's like,
oh, bro, shit.
She was like, hey, Tez. And I went, bye! Boom! Bruv, I was like, put my phone down. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
That is what House Party is. House Party is basically you being in a chat room and anyone can fucking jump in. I'm like, lock your room, man. Lock the room. You know you can do that. Like, you can set your profile up so it locks any room you're in.
And then I ended up being on my own and I pressed the lock room and I was like, now I'm on my own in a locked room.
Self-isolated.
On an app. I'm on my own on an app.
Ah, it's mad, man. But the fact that you can play games and stuff, I think that's good. I've heard a few friends of mine saying that they've been connecting with mates all over the world that they don't usually talk to, because now you've got a bit of time. You can be up at 3 a.m. and talk to your mate in LA, or you can talk to your mate who's in New York. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's sick. There's a few other apps as well. There's one called Squad. Where it's the same as House Party, but you can watch YouTube, you can stream movies and stuff and all watch it together. And that's sick. Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's dope. And what else was there? There's another one that we were fucking... Oh yeah, Instagram's got Co-Watch. Have you heard of this? Instagram, you can start a little video chat and you can look at Instagram posts together. You can do Instagram scrolling with your mates. It's sick, bruv. It's a new thing. It's going to get big in a few weeks.
Okay, I've not seen that yet, Ben. So there's some sick stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot going on out there that's helping people connect. And like, thank God we've got 4G and broadband, because I think that's what's saving the world right now, bruv.
Bruv, remember when Jeremy Corbyn wanted to give everyone free broadband, yeah? And everyone laughed at him. he's just sat there going...
Do you remember when everybody was voting against socialism?
I saw a post on Reddit yesterday that was like, if capitalism is so great, then why do they need to be bailed out by socialism every 10 years? It's true, though. Why don't we do it the other way around? Why don't we have socialism and every 10 years we get bailed out by capitalism for 6 months? Like, why don't we just go that way around?
Yeah. Switch it around. But yeah, mate, it's an interesting one. It sounds like you're keeping mentally strong, though, bruv. I'm good, man.
I think I've been blessed with good mental health generally. So I've been just trying to keep positive. Like, I pray as well because I'm Muslim. So I've been trying to live by some sort of loose kind of diary every single day, where I've got my meditation in, I've got my exercise in, I've got my prayers in, I've got my work in. And work can be anything from like scrolling scrolling through social media and putting up one post is technically work. But I'm trying to get some ideas down, have meetings, like do stuff like this, have some meetings and stuff. So that's work. And then procrastination is in there, bro. Netflix and all that. Like, a bit of time in to like, I feel like even when I'm watching Netflix, I'm like, oh, but I'm on my schedule. So it doesn't feel like I'm just wasting my time.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that 100%, man. You got to keep some sort of routine out there. And I want to see some more sketches from you as well. They're doing quite well.
I'll be honest,
I've not seen them. I'm going to have a little peek now. Have a look at them after the pod.
There's one I did about how the self-employed people are affected by, you know, Rishi's advice the other day. So like how the uncles are reacting to that. So that's done really well. It's been sent back to me on WhatsApp. And I was like, rah, sick. Okay, cool, nice.
Yeah, that's big. Yeah, it's an interesting one. A lot of my self-employed friends were like, oh, so we get paid on our profit. So
so it's what we declare.
So, okay, so let me call my accountant. So, you know how I said to the government how I only made like minimum wage plus £100? Can we reverse that? Can we go back 3 years and resubmit?
Oh, man.
No,
that's it.
Yeah, it's always interesting. Pay your taxes, man.
Pay your taxes, isn't it?
Pay your taxes. So what you got on with the rest of your day then, man? You've had a little conversation with me, done a pod?
I'm going to do my exercise, which I'd normally put in for 11:30, but 11:30 usually ends up starting at like 11:45. So
fair enough. Yeah.
So I was like, I'll do my exercise, my T25.
Is that with Sean T?
Sean T, bro. He's a good motivator, you know. He gets you through
it. Dig deep. Come on, man.
He gets you through it, man. I like him a lot. If I ever meet him, I'm going to shake the man's hand. Like, I'm like, bruv, you're good at what you're doing it.
Yeah, let's be honest. If you do meet him, if you were to meet him, you wouldn't shake his hand. Not in this current.
Not in this current climate, no. I'd be like...
Oh, dope, man. Enjoy it. And where can we find you online as well, Tez?
TezIlyas.com. Sign up to my mailing list on there at the moment, I'll be honest, it's not very active. So you're not going to get spammed by it.
Gig list.
Yeah, exactly. And then at TezIlyas everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, which I don't know why I said that, like I do anything on it. But Instagram, Twitter, Facebook/TezIlyas, and TikTok if you want to follow me, even though I'm not really contributing there. But bro, TikTok is sick, innit?
Yeah, it's the one. You know what? I've been perusing TikTok. I've not been posting. I'm going to start posting now, man. I think that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to achieve in this current lockdown. I'm going to be a TikToker. Yeah, because right now I'm like, yeah, put it on Insta, Twitter, da, da, da. I don't think of TikTok. It's always been an add-on thing. Now I'm going to start doing TikTok content, man. Sick.
TikTok is sick. I want to learn how to cook because I can't cook it. Like I can boil pasta and put Don Mio in it. Don't get me wrong, but I can't. I've got a cook in it. So I'm like, my mum's a really good cook. So I'm like, if I could get some recipes of her and just be able to cook, even if it's just like 6 things from her that I can learn to cook after this is over, that'd be really positive. Like, so that's one of my things that I'm going to try and do.
That's really good. Is your mum the kind of mum that will like give you the recipe written down, or is she that mum that's just like, oh, you know, just put in a little bit of this,
little bit of that. Yeah, she goes, so put some salt in it. What's some salt?
Is it a salt bay? Yeah. Is it a sprinkle? Like, what is it? You know, just some. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, my mum's like that as well. She's like, just a few tomatoes, a few onions. I'm like, oh, a few. Find me the measurement for that, yeah? A few. Oh,
is that a bag of onions? Because my mum, when she gives me food, yeah, she gives me like this, that's it, this is my last meal. Like every meal she gives me, I'm like, why is there so much food in this plate?
Enjoy it, bruv. Enjoy it. That's nice. People that are quarantined right now or that are not self-isolation who are with their other half and they didn't realize how bad their other half was at cooking, and they too are bad at cooking as well. And they didn't realize it until they had to stay locked into a house for 14 days. Yeah. It ain't getting better than pasta and dolmio, like you said. It ain't getting better than beans on toast. And there's no beans on the shelf, so you ain't getting beans. You're just having toast.
Just toasting it, bruv. You know how many millennials are going to be single after this because they've lost their cleaner? Bruv, that's 70% of relationships is Netflix and having a cleaner, bruv.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going to... So I'm going to be there. I'm going to have a very busy time mopping up this whatever's left over, bruv, in 6 months' time, innit?
Bruv, there's going to be a lot of options out there for everyone. I think in 6 months' time, you're going to be out there. And also, yeah, I'm talking to everyone about this, but how's the facial hair thing going for you? It's looking shaped at the top.
It's very stubbly up here. It's usually a lot neater than this. But, bruv, I'm not a sculptor, innit? Like, even today, at my age, if you give me some colouring in, I'd be going outside the lines, innit? So, I'm not a guy who's going to take something to this and try and shape it up. So, I'm just going to have to... I might just do a Jumanji, bruv, and just see what happens.
A castaway.
Yeah, and six... Like, my lip is the one that I'm worried about. Like, if I can get something to control just the hair over my lip, I would do that. Maybe some scissors, I can do that. But that's... Apart from that, I'm like, yeah, just see what happens.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to grow it out. I'm not a barber or a beard trimmer in any way, bro. I've got the tools and like I can usually top it up a little bit, but now I don't know, bro. I'm just going to...
You look all right. I feel like you're still going to be all right for another 2 weeks.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think you'll... I mean, not like... You're not going to be like date friendly, but you'll be
I'll
like...
Be fresh.
But you'll be okay though.
Yeah, some people are fucked. Like some of my mates that get like 3 o'clock shadow. Yeah, they're finished right now. It's game over for them right now.
I had a 10 past 9 shadow in it. Like I'm done.
You got the true Asian man that was growing a beard when he was 9 years old. Is that where it was?
Just a permanent shadow on my face.
One thing I'll do, like you might not be able to see this if you're not watching the video, but you're on Zoom, aren't you? Do you know if you go into your Zoom settings, are you on a Mac or a PC right now?
Mac,
all right. So press, just get into your preferences. So go to File and Preferences. And if you click on Video,
yeah.
Is it? And then, virtual background. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can start adding in some backgrounds, bruv. You don't need green screen either.
I haven't got anything, bruv.
You're not?
No, it says none. Choose virtual background. It says, hang on. Oh, now I have to add image or add video. I can mirror my video. You have to have a green screen, it says. I don't have a green screen.
No, you don't need a green screen. I did it without a green screen, mate. Oh, wait.
What happened there?
I don't know. It's just got all... you not see this? Wait, let me see. There you go. I've managed to do it in reverse.
To enable smart virtual background, download the smart virtual background package. Okay, let's download that. Let's see what happens.
You have to download the package, eh?
That's what I said.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, I got nothing so far. Maybe next time I'd do it.
Maybe next time, bro. But yeah, all right, cool. Anyway, man, thanks very much. Oh, that's the studio that you can see in the background, by the way. That's what it looks like. So maybe you can come and join us in the studio in real life next time.
Bro, right. Inshallah, man.
Tez,
that'd be nice.
Thank you very much for joining. Yeah, exactly. Indeed, man. Willing. Yeah, so thank you very much for joining us here on How to Kill It Now. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
I've been Tez Ilias.
And yeah, make sure you join our Facebook group. That's where we're putting up all of the content and stuff we talk about on the shows. And yeah, man, stay safe, stay indoors, kill time, but don't kill each other with your filthy germs. Wash your hands. Bless.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.